Katie Galanis lives in one of the 8 apartment buildings owned by Oak 9, which bought the building from Mosser last September.
Since living here, I've experienced harassment, numerous building issues, and inexcusable security and safety concerns that have put my well-being at risk and have kept me up at night with worry. My building has repeatedly suffered from egregious broken doors and broken door locks that compromise the security of my home with no accountability from my landlord. I was wrongly charged for utilities under rent control protections that my landlord tried to take advantage of. It's unconscionable to me that my landlord is profiting off of harassing tenants and creating dangerous living conditions that no one should ever experience.
Galanis says the utilities in her building are not being metered individually. Instead, she says that she and other tenants are being charged by a third-party utility splitting company, which she says is a gross violation of Oakland's rent control ordinance. Galanis says she started organizing with the People's Tenant Union several months ago. The union is part of the Alliance for Californians for Community Empowerment, or ACE, a local tenants' rights group. Attorneys at ACE and other local law firms are representing Galanis and other tenants in their lawsuit. It alleges that Mosser and Oak 9 hired 2 companies, Con Service and Yes Energy Management, to split the water, sewer, and garbage fees of their buildings. The suit alleges that has led to overbilling. Ethan Silverstein is an attorney with ACE. He said these cases are unique because they're the result of tenants organizing. He says in one rent-controlled building, 21 tenants came forward to take legal action.
The defendants in these cases have created what we are calling hostile living environments in hopes that their rent-controlled tenants would move out of their homes, allowing them to raise rents without restrictions. Now, we are asking the courts to put a stop to this harassment. Through these tenant protection ordinance actions, we'll be asking the court for injunctions and equitable relief. We will also be seeking damages and penalties to deter this behavior in the future. These tenants are taking action to make it clear that you cannot come to Oakland and engage in tenant harassment in an attempt to circumvent a rent control ordinance.
Damn right.
You cannot assist, aid, or incite a landlord to do this. Today, we are making it clear that we will not wait until someone is displaced or facing eviction to take action.
Silverstein says the other thing that makes these cases different from previous ones is that most of the plaintiffs still live in their apartments. Saeed Kalugli lives in a Mosser building. He says his wife has multiple sclerosis and uses an electric scooter to get around. He alleges that his building manager did a clean sweep of the parking garage without notifying them, threw out his wife's scooter, and has refused to pay for it. He also says the elevator in his building is frequently out of service.
The elevator is almost all the time doesn't work, and sometimes we need that elevator to go to the medical appointments or to get out to get the fresh air because you are stressed at home. Last time we went to see a relative, and we came back at 12 a.m. and surprisingly we found the elevator out of service. Hopefully I found the friends, like they are our neighbors. They help us to get the scooter of 300 pounds to the first floor. You imagine how it's heavy to use the stairs and get to the first floor. It's really difficult.
Razika Tugawa lives in the same building on East 18th Street in Oakland. She says when she speaks with the building manager about needed maintenance, she feels that the manager discriminates against her because of her accent.
So for the maintenance, when we call them, like we said before, like we feel like a sense of discrimination, especially we do have an accent and they know it's like we are immigrant. That's what we feel. And every time I call them, it takes like sometimes long to get.
Mosser said in a statement, quote, "We have maintenance and management team members who live and work on site at 425 East 18th Street. We are deeply committed to this community, and since taking on ownership, we have made significant upgrades, including the electrical systems, painting common areas, installing new carpets, providing high-security mailboxes, enhancing the exterior yard and dog run, deep cleaning for COVID, upgrading to more efficient appliances, and increasing building security, especially in response to vandalism and other crimes which have been exacerbated during the shelter in place in Oakland," end quote. Tugawa says she has to make multiple calls over several months to get simple repairs done. She says she and her husband brought their own window screens because their building manager refused to provide them. Tugawa is one of 41 tenants who joined the lawsuits against the Mosser companies. The company owns dozens of buildings in Oakland. The lawsuits have also named a group of landlords backed by a Texas-based asset management firm called Invesco Advisor and property management company FPI Management. Tenants are also suing third-party billing firms hired by the companies. The suits allege they charge tenants illegal fees to get around Oakland's rent control ordinance. In Oakland, I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.